Howard, four pretty good matchups. So I guess let's start with the early game. Like, if Goff's was 100% healthy, you know, I'd give the Rams, you know, maybe a better chance. I just can't see them going into win against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay when their quarterback's not 100%.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for them. And obviously, whatever the weather is in Green Bay, it's certainly not what it is in California at this time of the year. Also, wide receiver Cooper Kupp is questionable. So I think that the Rams are going to have a hard time scoring points. The one caveat to that, though, is how good their defense is. And if they can force some turnovers and maybe flip field position a couple times, perhaps they can get some points created off of that. So I think that's what the Rams have to be able to do, is to play the same level of defense that they're capable of, somehow slowing down that Packers offense, which can run, can pass, is pretty well balanced. And I'll tell you, I think this game maybe has the most intriguing individual matchup of the weekend, and that's with Devontae Adams, the Packers wide receiver, going against cornerback Jalen Ramsey. So that'll be an interesting game within a game, if you will. But you know, the Packers have everything on their side in this one. And unless the Rams can run really well. You mentioned Goff's injury not being 100%, but he was still okay last week. But if they can keep the ball out of Green Bay's hands by running it well with Cam Akers, then that could maybe change the tone of the game. But it looks to me like for the Rams, they almost have to play a perfect game and everything go their way to be able to come away with a victory.
Howard Balzer joins us. Howard, do you expect Ramsey to completely shadow Adams on every play?
I would expect that. You never know how they're going to do it. And, you know, the Rams' secondary is pretty good, so they have some other guys who could potentially cover him. But if, you know, with the other Packers receivers, there's not that many other guys to worry about. And I know, you know, Valdez, Scantling, and some other guys can make a play here or there. But Adams is the guy that you at least have to contain. So I would think that that's the way the Rams would approach it defensively. And, you know, the Packers can beat you with Tanyan at tight end, but, you know, that's a job for a linebacker or a safety. So I think that if it's not every down, I would think it's going to be quite frequently. Unless the Packers move Adams around enough to, say, put him in the slot, put him here, put him there, where it makes it a little tougher for Ramsey to follow him. So that'll be interesting to see also.
Yeah, the reason I ask, because last weekend against Seattle, Metcalf, when Ramsey was on him, Metcalf did nothing. But then once he didn't shadow, Metcalf went off and had two touchdowns. So I wonder if maybe the Rams would say, you know what, we'll just put Ramsey on Adams regardless of where he is.
Yeah, no, I think you make a good point. Now, granted, one of those touchdowns, I mean, that one touchdown, the 51-yarder, accounted for almost 25% of the Seahawks' yardage in that game. And that was basically, in a sense, a broken play where Wilson was scrambling around and all of a sudden Metcalf got free downfield. And so, but Seattle also had Tyler, Lockett, who you had to contend with. And so I don't think, you know, the Packers don't have those receivers that are on, at least more than one, that are on that same level.
Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260 Howard Balzer joins us. Aaron Donald injury's got to be huge. What are you hearing? I'm assuming he's going to play, but how much of an impact can he make?
Yeah, he's going to play. They didn't even have a stat with the injury report where they list guys as either out, questionable, doubtful, whatever. He didn't even have a status listed. So he is going to play. Like you said, the question is, how effective can he be? Now, I would say he's probably going to get some kind of shot to deaden the pain in there. But when does that wear off? How does that affect them? Does the cold weather affect that, where a lot of times when you have certain injuries, you can't get as loose as you can in warmer weather? But the thing with the Rams is that as good as he is, and as that defense is so good, that even when he went out of the game last week against Seattle, Seattle didn't do much after that anyway. You know, they did have a touchdown late, but by that time the game was basically over. So they have enough good players on that defense that I would think that they should. You know, obviously they're not as good without him, but they have, you know, so many good players on that defense that it's still going to be a challenge, even if Donald isn't. And he won't be 100%, but what the heck, 90% of Aaron Donald is is still better than most defensive linemen in the NFL.
Howard, Baltimore and Buffalo, two dynamic quarterbacks going at it. Buffalo definitely has the advantage when it comes to skill position at the receiver core, I think, over Baltimore. But we saw it last week, man. Like, Lamar is just so exciting. Who do you like in this matchup?
You know, this is one of my games that I think is primed for an upset, and maybe it's not really an upset because the point is only a 3-point. Line on that, and that's with Buffalo as the home team, although the home field advantage this year has been minimal because of no fans, and there will be some fans in Buffalo, but obviously it's not the same as having 70,000-80,000 people. I really like Baltimore in this game. You mentioned the skill people that Buffalo has at receiver, but they don't run the ball that well, and it's going to be cold. It's going to be they're saying there could be some snow. But without a running game, and they don't have Zach Moss, and so with the Ravens, with the defense that they have, and both teams are good defensively. Don't get me wrong, but the Ravens with the different things they can do on offense, as long as Jackson doesn't make mistakes and gets the ball to his tight end Mark Andrews, they can run. He can run. He has some weapons in that offense. So Buffalo has been so hot that it's hard to pick against them, but they were hot down the stretch where they were blowing people out. But last week's game obviously was up for grabs with the Colts, and the Colts are a pretty darn good team also. So I see a game similar to that in some ways, but the one difference is that what Jackson can do, which obviously Phillip Rivers doesn't have that as part of his game last week. So I really like the Ravens in this game.
Okay. Cleveland and Kansas City. Is Chase Claypool accurate that they'll be going home after 1 week going into KC? I like Cleveland. I love their story, but I have a hard time picking them over KC.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, I think they can give the Chiefs a game. They're good defensively, and the Chiefs haven't been as explosive or scoring as many points down the last part of the season as they were earlier. Which often happens in the NFL when you get into December and the weather changes and all that. And so, but they're Kansas City's just so good offensively. For the Browns to have any chance, they've got to force, Mahomes to make mistakes. But the Browns are a good football team. I mean, and how will Kansas City's defense do against those running backs, against Baker Mayfield? So I think it's a very intriguing matchup. It's a lot of points. I think the Browns can keep this game close. But as I said with your earlier game, they have to play almost perfect football to have a chance of actually winning. But I'll tell you, we just talked about those AFC games. And would it shock you, Jason, if I told you that Baker Mayfield, of the four AFC quarterbacks that are playing, Baker Mayfield is the oldest at 25 years old. He's 5 months older than Mahomes. And it's really an interesting contrast between the AFC with the four young quarterbacks, and of course in the NFC, aside from Goff, you have Brees and Brady and Rodgers, and Brees and Brady combined to be 85 years old. Today, by the way, is Drew Brees' birthday. They combined to be 85, and the four AFC quarterbacks are 98. So what a difference that is. But yeah, I really like you said, what the Browns have done this year. It is a great story, and by the way, they get their starting guard back, Joel Bitonio, who was out last week because of the COVID situation. All their coaches are back, so they're ready to go. And I like I said, I think they'll give the Chiefs a game, but it's still almost impossible. Anyone who picks the Chiefs to lose is doing it only if there's a massive upset and they can say, "Oh, see, I picked it." I don't think there's anybody who can actually pick that game and truly believe it's going to happen.
Howard Balzer joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Give me your thoughts on that. I like to call it the Fossil Bowl. Like, good for them. Yeah. 42-43. But like, that to me is on paper looks like the toughest game to pick. You mentioned Baltimore and Buffalo, obviously very close as well. Totally unique difference, right? Like, you got two scrambling, fun young quarterbacks against two kind of old school pure pocket passers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's, it makes what should be an excellent game. And, the Saints got Michael Thomas back last week, which is big for Drew Brees, and Alvin Kamara obviously came back. Both teams play pretty good defense, although, you know, Tampa Bay gave up the points that they did last week against Washington playing with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. And so you would think there's going to be a lot of passing yards. The difference could be Kamara. And if New Orleans can run the ball with him and throw the ball to him out of the backfield, and they'll try to keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. I think the wild card for the Buccaneers and why Tampa Bay and Brady have been so consistent down the stretch has been Antonio Brown. I mean, he came to the team, hadn't played, didn't go to training camp with anybody, and it took him a while to get his feet under him. But he's making big plays, and it makes it very difficult for a defense with all those weapons that Tampa Bay has, with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and the two tight ends, Gronkowski and Cameron Bray. They don't run it all that well, but you know what? They've been running a lot better. Leonard Fournette looks like a rejuvenated football player in terms of what he's been doing for the Buccaneers in the running game. So there's a lot of different aspects of this game which should probably make it high scoring. And again, the old cliche, it could be one of those games that whoever has the ball last will win.
Give me your four winners.
Four winners. Okay. I'm going to say Baltimore. I'm going to say Green Bay. I'm going to say Kansas City, certainly. And then I'm going to go with the Saints for as good a reason as any, Jason, because back in May, when I was putting together Lindy's Pro Football Magazine, I picked the Saints to get to the Super Bowl because I said one of these years they just have to get there with all the weird ways that they've got bounced out of the playoffs in the last few seasons. So I picked them to get there, and so I have to stick with them. And they've got just as good a chance as the Buccaneers, and I think a lot of people would just as soon see Drew Brees moving on than seeing Tom Brady, no matter if it's with a different team or not, yet again in a conference championship game.
Howard, always great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Should be a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah. Enjoyed being on with you, Jason. Take care.